Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. I don't know if that was one of those beat drops or if that was just fading out with the rejoin music there. But so the New England Patriots, defensively, we talked about it. Ted Johnson, we don't love what we see. There's coaching questions. There's personnel questions. Good news is Christian Gonzalez is back on the practice field today. For the first time in forever, Christian Gonzalez is practicing with your New England Patriots. It was good to see zero out there. But that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to play on Sunday. You know that players, especially after, what are we at, 7 weeks, I believe he's
7 weeks.
Okay,
correct.
So 7 weeks. There's a build-up and acclimation period, certainly with a hamstring, because you re-injure it. Now we're talking about, like, Thanksgiving by the time he's back again. But if he is back, whether it's this week or a week from now against Carolina, is that enough to cure all that ails the pass defense for this team?
It'll certainly help, but you can't. One player is not going to all of a sudden go make you from the worst passing defense to the best passing defense.
So the example from your era would be Ty Law. He was the Hall of Fame number one Pro Bowl cornerback. So when he's on the field, sometimes you might just say, "Hey Ty, that guy right there, he's really good. Don't let him catch the football, right?" Or whatever. How big a difference did that make for you guys? Because Ty had injuries, and you guys went on Super Bowl runs without Ty Law.
Yeah, it's huge because you're always most a lot of teams have to double team the another team's best player.
So let's say DK Metcalf. Let's throw a name out there. Yeah. Like the guy you could play this week.
Right. Who do you like covering him one on one?
Nobody.
Well, nobody. But if I have to pick one, it would be Christian Gonzalez.
If Christian Gonzalez was healthy and he played in this game, you'd like to think you just put Christian Gonzalez on that and you don't have to worry about it. If he's not playing, well, then you got to put Alex Austin with him and Jalen Hawkins with him. And then now that opens it up for the tight end or somebody else who's, to make a play. So, Christian Gonzalez not being out there, it puts you in these matchups that are at the disadvantage. Big time. So if you have him out there, if you have him out there, you can blitz more with a little bit more confidence than you can otherwise. So he's a big part. But to think he's all of a sudden going to be, they're going to go from the worst to passing defense to the best. That's a stretch. But would they get better? They certainly would.
How fair is it to? I was just thinking of this. DK Metcalf might be the most physically unique and dominating receiver in the NFL. Just based on his size, speed, combo, to just say, "Hey, Christian, I know you haven't practiced in 7 weeks or played at all. Go shut him down for the rest of the day."
It's not going to work. I don't think he's going to play this week. If I had to guess, I just think the ramp up takes longer, especially when you've gone this long. It's your body, when you're out there for that position and you're backpedaling, and then all of a sudden you plant and drive forward. That's where the tears will come. It's just you overextend. You got to run really. You got to open up your stride. Guys that have hamstrings that play on maybe the defensive line or the offensive line, they're not opening up their stride like cornerbacks and wide receivers are. So you have to be very, very careful with them. So if you put him out there and he's not 100%, you're asking for trouble. You're asking for him to re-aggravate it and then be out another 2 months.
So, Fitzy, Christian Gonzalez is the obvious answer to the pass defense. Now, I don't know whether it fixes everything, but he's the obvious answer. When you get him out there, you'll be better. What's the obvious answer to the tackling problem?
The obvious answer to the tackling problem? I think people try...
Tackle better?
My guess, Ted, you should know. Is it people... My guess would be it's people trying to do a little bit too much. Could it be an overcompensation issue? Is it an early season out of practice rust issue?
There's a few things that comes with the tackling, which you can play maybe more man-to-man, so you match to them closer. When they're playing zone, they drop deeper and then they dump the ball off, and there's a lot of space from the time the running back catches the ball on the dump off to where Spillane is in his drop. And so now he's got to come up and make an open field tackle with, you know, a guy that's shiftier and more athletic than he is. And it's going to look silly at times. So if you're playing man to man, you are in closer proximity to the intended receiver. And so you're closer to and more able to make a play. That's one thing. The other thing is knowing where your help is. If the ball is caught in a swing route, make sure you pursue from inside to outside. Why inside to outside? Because the sideline is your friend. You want to drive him to the sideline if you can. If you overrun him and he cuts back inside, then that's where they get a lot of yards. So it's knowing where you are in the field. Where's your help? Do I need to turn it inside? Do I need to push him outside? Make sure you pursue usually more times than not always inside out, not outside in.
Was I sold a bill of goods on Robert Spillane? And the reason I ask you that is Bentley. Juwan Bentley just signs with the Steelers practice squad. I had always accepted that athletically, Bentley had some limitations. There was going to be times where he was going to get exposed a little bit by better athletes. I thought I was getting in Robert Spillane a more athletic, faster, more modern, speed-based linebacker. Through the first couple weeks, I don't know that I've gotten sort of the payoff of what I expected.
It's weird. There. I mean, because he's a guy, he's a tackle for a loss guy. So one of my favorite stats that I wanted to always kind of accumulate was TFLs, tackles for losses, where you know I'd see him pressing the line of scrimmage, where I'd see him making plays on the offensive side of the line of scrimmage. I don't see him doing that. I see him misreading a lot of times where every running play has a hole it's designed to hit through based on wherever the pools are and wherever the play is focused on. And I see him missing his reads on that a lot of time. He's in the wrong place, the wrong gap a lot of times, which is surprising to me because I thought that was his number one skill, was being able to dissect, read instincts, and know where the play's going and go make the play. I see him missing a lot of the reads in his run fits, which has me concerned. I don't know. You know, if you look at Robert Spillane, he was a lot like Juwan Bentley. Like, they're moving fast. The arms are going everywhere. But it's not really having any impact. He runs to the ball, but then he doesn't make the play once he gets there.
Right.
He's pressing the line of scrimmage, but he presses the wrong gap. It's a lot of just, he looks like he's trying hard, but the results aren't there.
I'm not sure if I'm just a fan of old school football or not, but I always thought Juwan Bentley was a better player than he got credit for. Just, I thought he was in the right place.
He evolved.
Team leader. Yeah.
But he got exposed.
Wasn't
athletic.
The fastest guy by any stretch, but I thought a good player. As far as Spillane goes, this is year 8. At his fourth NFL team. So it wasn't until 2023 when he goes to that 2-year deal with the Raiders. All of a sudden, his tackles jump up from 79 to 148 and then from 148 to 158. So I'm not sure how in Vegas, all of a sudden, his tackle numbers just doubled. I don't think that we've been duped into anything. It's just curious to see how he doubles his tackle numbers, then gets here and looks more like the guy who had 79 tackles 1 year in Pittsburgh.
See, I don't know I'd have to go back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back and look at the play time, the percentages of snaps. Like, that could more opportunity. If you're, and Ted, you might want to put earmuffs on, because I have this theory that if you play middle linebacker, you're supposed to get a lot of tackles.
Absolutely.
Is that okay to say?
Do you know why you should? Can you say, tell people why?
Because you're in the middle of the field and you're supposed to. You got big guys in front of you.
You're in the middle of the field and you should be able to make plays sideline to sideline.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to get offended at that.
No.
I feel like if you play 16 games.
If you're an outside linebacker, do you expect an outside linebacker to make a lot of plays? Why?
No, because he's only got the opportunities on his side of the
field.
There
you go,
I mean, he can chase some down, but whatever. Yes. No, but so I have this belief, like if you start 16 games at middle linebacker or 17 games at middle linebacker
in a whole game,
yeah, you should probably be a 100 plus tackle guy.
Look,
right?
Yeah.
So
easily.
And I thought Juwan Bentley was that. He was the middle linebacker, so he accumulated the proper amount of tackles for a starting middle linebacker.
Can I tell you, like, when you look at a stat sheet after every game, you should, the top two tacklers should be more times than not the strong safety and the middle linebacker.
Exactly.
And Spillane, you know where he ranked in tackles this week?
Not high.
Number nine.
Ninth.
There were eight guys that had more tackles than him.
Well, so.
And he played the entire time on defense.
Through two games, he's not quite Pop Douglas, but he and Pop Douglas are vying for, like, most disappointing start to the season. He has six tackles in two games total and eight missed tackles. Yeah. He has a better chance to hit 175 missed tackles than he does tackles that you guys told me.
You know what I'd be okay with? I'd be okay with a guy that maybe misses tackles here and there if he makes up with big splash plays every now and then.
Nope.
A tackle for a loss, a sack, an interception, a forced fumble, something like that, a big third down stop. But I haven't seen him make any splash plays to make up for the missed tackles.
Can I give him an excuse? Just week two in a new defense and a new team, and
you can try and make one. And
getting
I'll decide whether or not it's
you okay with that. Does that sell? And also two different game plans, blitzing, non-blitzing, Terra, blah, like all of that. Is everything like the excuses we would make for a quarterback or a receiver? Does that play for a middle linebacker in a new defense with a new team?
There's something to that. I do think that, because the middle linebacker he's got to know what the front line is doing and what the secondary is doing. Where, sorry, defensive linemen, they always get mad at, you don't have to do anything but whatever I tell you to do. Like, so it's it's a very easy. I give you a command, you do it. Middle linebacker, where's the strength? Oh, they motion, we're going from one coverage to the next. Check, we're going to do, no, check this. So it's mentally, it's very, very taxing. And you have to be very, very smart to play middle linebacker.
You sure about that?
You have to be smart enough. How's that?
617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Brandon in Boston has a thought on the Steelers. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, my guys? The Patriots are coming in this game with 21 penalties compared to the Steelers 6, and that's out of two games. So what does that tell me? That the Steelers are more how can I say this?
Well,
man, I can't
believe I have a brain fart.
Hold on, wait up. They're more, I'm having a brain fart right now.
All right, thanks for the call, Brandon.
Disciplined.
Disciplined, well-coached, buttoned up, prepared, and whatever those are, that they are, I think, well coached. This goes back to it. If you look at just, we do this all the time. Vrabel can tell me penalties don't matter in terms of winning and losing, and he's not the penalty Nazi anymore, but we all do it. We check the penalty column. Oh, this is a team. They only got 6 penalties in 2 games? Oh, they're not playing great, but Mike Tomlin has the, you know, them on their P's and Q's, and they're not screwing up a lot. So I think that's a fair, especially early in the season. Now it can get swayed, and I know Vrabel pushed back on some of the false starts. They weren't really false starts, and Will Campbell was pointing, and he didn't flinch, and all of that. That's a little bit of excuse making for a lot of penalties is what that is. And yeah, I was
big time. It surprised me a little bit. Not gonna lie.
Me too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.